3rd, 8 a.m. We're going to be taking news off our LinkedIn page today, guys. So if you guys haven't already, please click the like and subscribe button below. It really helps our YouTube channel circle around YouTube so people can get updated news on tech, product updates, privacy updates, software updates as well. please, guys, as well, if you haven't already, follow us on our LinkedIn page called Electronic Editions, as well as our other social media channels. We'll leave links in the description below, too, so you guys can have access there as well. All right. Also, guys, we are on podcast form. I know you guys, lots of you guys are listening to us on podcasts. You guys like listening to us on podcast for some reason. Maybe you're driving, going to work. Maybe you're exercising and listening. You want to know the new updated rollouts that are coming out, updates for in terms of privacy and software. So we really appreciate you guys too. Please follow us on our podcast channel, Electronic News Network. We're available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts as well. And that's pretty much the deal, guys. All right. So let's just take news today. Okay. Let's get it going. All right. So what are the best privacy apps for Android in 2021? So the best privacy apps for your Android smartphone or tablet will aim to help you better manage the security and privacy of your mobile device. Okay, so this is an article by the Tech Radar. So let's go in, let's see, let's just list a few names that can help you guys in terms of your privacy on your Android, right? Because in terms of, you know, we're in the digital realm, right? We're all operating on an operating system. In terms of our phones, whether you're an Apple phone, whether you're an iPhone, or whether you're on Android, it's operating on a system, and that system is definite. It's obviously by these networks, and they're using our data to sell to third party, businesses and stuff like that. The businesses are selling these data as well. So, you know, you just definitely want to be careful and protect yourself as best you can, right? So let's just list a couple here, okay? On, you know, best privacy apps, right? So, best privacy, obviously, you're going to need to enable a VPN. So a lot of these apps will be VPN friendly, all right? So most importantly, this is important as a user privacy has become a big issue online, right? So especially with the big increase in cookie tracking for marketing and data collection purposes online. On top of this, Android phone users have the additional concern of rogue apps that might try to tap into your data directly. In order to protect your privacy, there are, of course, basic settings that can help mitigate some of these issues. However, if you're serious about privacy, anonymity, and security, then you'll probably need to go a step further, right? So there are dedicated Android antivirus apps out there, as well as encrypted messaging apps for Android to help keep communication secure, right? So this is, again, we always preach this to you guys. You guys, episode after episode, you know, blog post after blog post, even on our own website, electronicconditions.net, as well as, the value that we bring in terms of our social media content as well too. So, however, one of the best ways to protect your privacy is to use a virtual private network, so a VPN service, right? So some of which are available specifically as a VPN for Android, right? So additional options include authentication software, password management, and browser add-ons and keychains, right? Which is very, very good. Here, therefore, are the best privacy apps and software tools for Android users, right? So one, the number one is ExpressVPN. Okay, this is the best VPN. They have their exclusive deals you can save right now. Today's best deals you can save almost 49% off, almost 50% off, right? So ExpressVPN, you can get a 12-month contract. It's gonna be $667 a month. You can get the 6-month contract for $10 a month, or the 1-month contract for $12.95 a month. Obviously, You want to go and check on the actual website. You know how some services, they'll do $667 a month. It seems cheaper for the 12 month, but you may have to put an additional down payment for that. So definitely check that out. You know, great deals on expressvpn.com. You know, a good reason to buy, obviously, it's best protection, safe and secure, and full privacy, right? Okay, if you guys don't know what a VPN is, it's a virtual private network. App is the biggest no-brainer privacy boost you can give to your Android device, right? And this is not only for Android too, guys. If you're on a computer, you want to hide your IP address, you want to hide, you know, your location and stuff like that. You can even use, you know, ExpressVPN, you can even use IPVanish. You know, that's a VPN service as well. That will obviously help, you know, mitigate that that process too, right? So VPNs not only hide your IP address from the sites and apps that you use, they hide the sites and apps you use from your internet service provider, right? So that could be a really, really good thing as well too, right? So a VPN will also let you pretend to be in a different location, which is key for unblocking geo-restricted content, right? So ExpressVPN consistently ranks at the top of our list. Best VPNs for Android. It's reliably fast, has 160 server locations in 94 countries, and its 24/7 customer support is second to none, right? So it's really, really good customer support. Say maybe you're having problems connecting to your VPN, maybe you're having problems with your membership, it's really not working the way you want to work, the customer service is really on point, and you can contact them there too. The service already used industry standard encryption and a choice of various other protocols, right? So to keep your data safe, but perhaps most exciting is that it has now begun rolling out its very own lightweight protocol that seeks to increase speed and reliability even further, right? We know that some VPN networks, they're a little bit choppy, they're a little bit slow. Sometimes you'll connect, you know, maybe an hour or two later, you'll disconnect. It looks like these guys are, you know, definitely the real deal and increase their speed and reliability, right? So, but away with the numbers and specifications in our real life testing where ExpressVPN really shines, right? So for starters, it's fast, really fast with fantastic connection speeds across servers in multiple countries. And that was using OpenVPN in our tests, right? So the aforementioned lightweight option should increase that further still as well, right? So let's go on to number two. Number two, it looks like it's KYMS. So it's KIMS, KYMS, all one word. So this is a secure private vault. All right, this is great because it's encrypted vault. You have your web browser as well and hidden security, right? So KYM stands for keep your media safe. So that's very, very smart. So it disguises itself as a normal calculator on your home screen. It even names itself KYCalc. And it can be used to do your sums, right? So entering a special four-digit PIN and password, however, opens an encrypted vault where you can store text, images, and videos. So KYMS also has a built-in web browser and can download online videos straight into the vault. There's even a utility to transfer media to and from other devices over your network. Naturally, anyone who enters the name of the app into the Google Play Store or examines its size on your system will know that this is more than a simple calculator. But even then, they won't know the password details, hopefully, right? So that is a very, very good service to use as well. Number three, we have Orbot, right? So it's a Tor network access, right? So reasons to buy, it's a Tor network. You can get dark web access, right? So reasons to avoid it is a bit of a slower connection, right? So Orbot has been developed by the Guardian Project as a way for your Android device to access the Tor network. When used along with this companion app, the Orfox browser, this lets you browse the web safely without worrying about sites tracking your location as your connection is encrypted and routed through several different computers, right? So for extra security, use Tor hidden services. These websites with the domain extension .onion, which reside only in the dark web. For instance, Facebook's address, Facebook core www.i.onion, right? So that's an example of a dark web access website. So do note, though, that as your data is being shunted through a number of computers, you may find your connection speed much slower than usual. So it's a little bit of a trade-off. So if you guys are into that, you guys can definitely check that out. Again, this network, this service is called Orbot. So O-R-B-O-T. Number four, guys, we have DuckDuckGo. So this is a private browsing. So reasons to buy is it's that there's no leakage, no data recording, and it's ad free as well. So that's really, really good. Some services, you know, they have ads. Obviously, we know that, you know, ads are a huge thing in our society, whether you're listening to music, you're watching videos, even surfing the web, right? So you see ads everywhere. We're bombarded with ads everywhere, on the radio, you know, listening to podcasts everywhere. So this is ad free, right? So it's private browsing, ad free. Major search engines like Google and Bing sometimes engage in leakage, whereby your search term may be shared with third parties like the sites you visit. They also often save your search history with timestamp and details of your device, meaning searches can be traced back to you, right? Sometimes they place virtual cookies on your device to record your search habits. DuckDuckGo works as a drop-in replacement for your default search engine. Searches do not leak to other websites, and this engine records no information about what you look for. It's also ad-free. DuckDuckGo is compatible with Orbot above, right? So you can hide your location from the sites you visit as well, too. So that's always very good to know. Number five, we have KeePass to Android, right? So literally it's spelled key, so KeePass to the number two and then Android, all one word, right? So KeePass to Android is an Android version of an excellent password manager, KeePass. So this is very good, guys, because it, you know, obviously I can't even say myself, but everybody nowadays, we're logging on to different portals, even maybe for your job. This could be for leisure. This could be for, you know, your emails. You know, you may have multiple email addresses. You may have multiple accounts with different companies. This is a good way to store your passwords, right? If you're not organized in storing your passwords and you're always losing passwords, first of all, you're wasting your time, you're wasting your energy. And if you keep refreshing and resetting your passwords and you're still not storing it, that's unfortunate as well too, right? So the KeePass, the version 2, supports using key files as well as passwords, which is more secure. Right, so the password database can be stored on a remote folder, for example, in your Dropbox account, so you can access it both from your Android device and desktop computer. Right, so if you prefer to keep your password database on the Android device only, there's also an offline version of this app as well. Click on the second of the download links below, and that can help you as well, right? So you can use the Android copy paste feature to enter the passwords for any number of websites if you wish, or you make use of the KeePass to Android's built-in keyboard to enter passwords, which is safer as well. Very, very cool, guys. All right, and so this is going to be number six. So it's SyncThing. All right, so it's SYNC and then THING. So SyncThing. It's an encrypted syncing, right? So you can sync files, encrypt your connection, and it's open source, right? So as the name suggests, SyncThing is used to synchronize or sync your files between two devices. For instance, you can use it to back up photos on your Android device to your home computer. After installing the Android app and setting up syncing on a computer, any files or folders you select will be copied between devices via an encrypted connection, right? So as connections are peer-to-peer, you don't have to store your data with a third-party cloud service like Dropbox, right? So plus you can add as many devices as you like to share files between, right? So SyncThing is open source, so its code can be checked for vulnerabilities by security boffins, or any problem should hopefully get fixed pronto. So that's very, very good. All right, and if you guys want to learn more, more apps that can be readily available for Android that's best for your privacy and security, you can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into this article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right, moreover, guys, we have Steam Link finally brings the best PC games to Macs and MacBooks, right? So the official Steam Link client is at long last available for Mac users through the Mac App Store, right? So after it released on the iPhone App Store in 2019, allowing you to stream pretty much any Steam game in your library from another device to your Mac. So Steam Link will only let you play games you own, like GeForce Now. Unlike that service, though, Steam Link will only let you stream games from devices on the same Wi-Fi network. So you're just monitoring your PC that's running nearby, rather than streaming from the cloud, right? So that's very, very interesting. So, you know, if you guys want to, you know, learn more about the Steam Link and how to set that up and, you know, more information about that, you can follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right. And very, very interesting news information. It looks like Twitter owner Jack Dorsey sells his first tweet for $2.9 million, right? So many of you guys are saying, how does he sell his tweet? How does somebody even do that? Well, it's through a concept called NFTs, right? Some of you guys may have heard this concept. It's a pretty new, relevant concept in terms of digital art being sold on the blockchain for lots and lots of money, right? So we know that Jack Dorsey is very well versed in the financial sector as well, and this definitely doesn't surprise me. And it looks like somebody on the other side was able to buy this, right? So Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey sold his first ever tweet for more than $2.9 million to Malaysian-based buyer Sina Estavi, right? So who compared the purchase to owning an original Da Vinci, right? So this is not just a tweet. Estavi, head of blockchain service CryptoLand and software firm Bridge Oracle, said on Monday, "I think years later people will realize the true value of this tweet, like the Mona Lisa painting, right?" And so this is very, very, very interesting, guys. Imagine being able to sell something on the digital blockchain, right? NFT for $2.9 million, right? That's a lot of money. And trust me, there are people right now as we're speaking who are selling forms of art upwards in the hundreds of thousands of dollars towards millions of dollars, right? And people are buying, right? So the great thing is that obviously your piece of art has to be unique, right? You can't just be posting anything. I mean, you could post anything, but it has to be unique, and you know, people, it has to make people want to buy it, right? For a reason, right? But I've seen there are NFTs out there that are the craziest looking. I mean, but they look ridiculous and they look awesome. They're just going for millions of dollars and people are actually buying it. So very, very nice work, Jack Dorsey. All right, moreover, guys, we have the OLED Nintendo Switch reportedly uses new NVIDIA chip with DLSS support, right? So the next Nintendo Switch will use a new NVIDIA system on chip with support for DLSS, deep learning super sampling, according to a report in Bloomberg. So the chip is said to bring improvements to GPU and CPU performance with DLSS, serving as Nintendo's solution for displaying higher resolution images on 4K TVs. very, very interesting. So the DLSS was introduced with NVIDIA's RTX 20 series GPUs based on the Turing architecture. It makes use of the neural networks to reconstruct game images in real time at higher quality, right? So different versions of the technology have variously relied on the GPU's tensor cores and training the AI on specific games. But the upshot is that you can render a game at a lower traditional resolution and get a much higher output with minimal performance penalty, right? So that's really, really good. And now we know how Nintendo Switch is actually able to get these really great displays, right, on their devices. We know Nintendo, even in the past with their handhelds, they weren't really as crisp. We're talking all the way back from the Game Boy and until now, right? From the Game Boy until now, guys, right? You're talking about Game Boy that had really, really low type of graphics, but still intuitive, fun to play, very classic. Now we're talking about OLED 4K display on the Nintendo Switch, which is just amazing display handheld that you can play anywhere, and it's only going to even get better from here, right? So we know that even the Nintendo Switch Pro, it is on works and talks up in development as well, so you can definitely look further into that too, guys. All right, so if you guys want to learn more about this, please follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right, moreover, guys, it looks like new Google. So it looks like Google fixes the issue causing Android apps to crash with updates to Chrome and Web View, right? So some apps were crashing for Android users, but Google has fixed it, which is good. So the issue was due to a system component called Android System Web View that lets Android apps display web content, right? So Google now has a fix that requires users to update Android System Web View to version 89.0.4389.105 for all the tech geek nerds out there. You guys probably know what this version is, right? And Google Chrome to the latest version, so both are available on Google Play as well. So that's a great step up by Google, obviously looking has fixed this problem, and so this should no longer be a problem. You guys, if you want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right, so you know, some of you guys are thinking about the new OnePlus 9 series launch event, right? It is launching today at 10 a.m. So how to watch the OnePlus 9 series launch event, right? So Android phones by OnePlus have a considerable set of fans, and if you count yourself among their number, you'll probably want to be on this year's launch of the company's latest line. So the OnePlus 9 series, what's in store? Well, in its videos, OnePlus is touting Fluid Display 2.0 and OLED panel, which is supposed to have a really fast refresh rate while still, according to the company, maintaining an impressive battery life, right? So there is possibility of three models, OnePlus 9, 9 Pro, and 9R, and perhaps a new watch, right? So I'm pretty sure you can watch this event also on YouTube. You can stream this on YouTube as well, right? So starts today, March 23rd at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time as well. All right, so where can you watch the OnePlus event, right? So we'll have the live stream embedded at the top, so you can stick around here to watch when it begins. And I'm getting this article, guys, from TheVerge.com. So if you guys want to stream this as well, go on TheVerge.com. You guys can stream the OnePlus 9 event there as well too. You can also stream the event live on the OnePlus Live on its website. Also, like I said before, on YouTube, right? So you can follow The Verge on Twitter at Verge, not The Verge, just at Verge, at V-E-R-G-E. And you can also keep an eye on at Verge on Instagram for live updates as well too. This should be very, very exciting. All right, let's see here. Moreover, guys, we also have AMD. NVIDIA can soon get another major cloud chip challenger, right? So Google has made further progress in its move to create custom chips that can help ramp up its cloud computing infrastructure by hiring a former Intel veteran to head up the new division. Right, so Google has a long history of building its own chips to boost the performance of the technology to meet its demands, whether it be the Tensor processing units in 2015, or the video processing units in 2018, or the security-centric OpenTitan in 2019, guys. Right, so this is very, very, very amazing. Amazing, guys. It looks like AMD and NVIDIA, you know, both of them coming together, creating another major cloud chip would be astonishing, right? And just better processing times and all of that good stuff, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this too, you can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right. And it looks like, moreover, you know, on Google brings its live caption feature to Chrome as well. So Google is bringing its real-time captioning feature, live caption, to its Chrome browser. Google took its keyboard blog to discuss the feature's arrival, which is available now. First introduced for Google Pixel smartphone line, it utilizes machine learning to generate captions for most online, including podcasts and phone calls. While useful for anyone who prefers to watch videos and with the sound off, right? So live caption is especially useful for those hearing with hearing difficulties, right? So that is very, very interesting, right? So let's see since this can really be helpful with people that have tough time listening and hearing, let's see when this is actually going to be dropping. Let's see here. Okay, so looks like they're just in the works right now, working on this. And looking at the article here, I'm not seeing a specific date when it's going to drop, but this is a very great step up by Google, right? So with the live caption, according to this blogger on this article here, with live caption, I no longer have to miss out on watching videos because of lack of captions, and I can engage in real life conversations with family, friends, or colleagues about this content, right? So software engineer Laura D. Aquila, who's hard of hearing, said her experience with live caption, right? So just recently, my coworker sent a video to our team's chat, but it was not captioned, right? With live caption, I was able to follow along and share my reactions to the video with my team. Google generates captions straight from the device you're using, so captions will pop up as the content plays. You don't need an internet connection for it to do so either. It will work across a wide variety of content online and offline, which makes a versatile accessibility option, right? So it's also a great tool for anyone who wishes to keep their media muted while working or multitasking so that they can keep up, right? So live caption is available now across the latest versions of Chrome on Windows, Mac, and Linux. It will be available for Chromebooks with Chrome OS soon. To toggle it on, go to Chrome settings, click advanced, and then click accessibility, right? And there's also a little YouTube video here where it shows you on how to activate that as well on your devices as well too. So it looks like this is already out on all major browsers, Google Chrome. It looks like it's on Windows, Mac, and Linux as well too. So you guys can definitely go and check that out. So definitely this is a great step up by Google. All right, so that is pretty much the news we're going to be taking today, guys. Again, if you guys want to be updated on more news in terms of, product updates as well, we post more